Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond. It's the Tuesday show. I'm going to try to sound really excited. Now, I've been kind of letting a cold pass through me. I found a little nasally, so if I sound a little nasally today, it's because of this thing that's been going around, and try not to take it seriously, not let it take hold, you know, just go away, cold, go away. Yeah, it's a couple days before Thanksgiving, so we're talking this week about compassion. That was one of the words I kind of focused in on. And gratitude or slash appreciation. So I got lots of stuff to talk about today. I've just kind of like filled up with articles and things, some humorous, some not so humorous, some on gratitude, and some on just downright just I thought were kind of funny. So it's got to keep it light. You know, it was the expression, if you're not having fun, why are you doing it? So at times, we just kind of like to get a little bit more humorous and a little more lighthearted about things. I know you got things that you want to talk about. That's cool. We can do that. I have a caller that's been waiting for a while. So what do? I talk to dead people. Could be relatives. It could be famous people. Could be spirit guides. And the focus of what I talked about and try to help people with is changes. I'm into the word changes because life is about constant change, isn't it? We're wanting to make change. We're wanting new and we're wanting to create. It's the law of attraction. We're always wanting something new in our lives or different. So it's about change. So what spirit helps you with is change, like showing you what the change could be in your future, what you're creating, looking into your future and saying, okay, this is what we see. And then maybe help you make the change, because sometimes we want to make changes and we can't quite do it. So what's the problem, right? What's the problem? Why can't you make the change you want to make? Why can't you manifest that amazing job that you've been trying to get for a long time, or that person that you want in your life? And I have a really good quote on that. So I have a caller that's been holding. Then we'll get into some of the quotes and some of the articles. And I don't know if I'm going to get to everything today. I'll try. But if not, some of it will carry over till tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow. Won't be here on Thanksgiving. So I wish you an early, wonderful Thanksgiving with friends and family on Thursday, if you're not here tomorrow in the show. So we'll do that. And hopefully it's an amazing day for all of you. And it's a good day to show appreciation. So, or gratitude, Thanksgiving. So for the next couple days, I'm using that word sew a lot, aren't I? I'm not sewing. Actually, I don't have a needle and thread. But so I did it again. No. What do you appreciate? What are you grateful for in your life? What are you grateful for? So if you call in, or even in the chat room, what are you grateful for? What is special in your life? And remember, it's the little things that are really, really, really important. I read this great article on gratitude that it's about. Maybe it's one that I'm going to cover today or not. I don't remember. I read so much stuff. It's the little things. The sun's out again today. It's a beautiful day. Do you appreciate that? Right? A warm bed. You appreciate your fur friends, your dogs and your cats. You know, give them a hug. I don't know about your cat. Mine kind of disappeared on me. My dog's kind of loyal. Okay, so I take a call. I will take a call, see what we're going, what's going on, see what changes callers may want to make in their lives. It is always about change, isn't it? Constant, forever change. Everything changes gradually. You know, you get that new wrinkle. You go, oh, it's a change I don't want. That new wrinkle, right? That new bill. Oh, you know, with bills, you got to appreciate because you got something for the bill. Usually you bought something, and that's why you got a bill. You got electricity. You got a phone to use. That reminds me, I need to pay a bill. Ah, appreciation. Yes, for education. And whatever it might be. So look at your bill when you're paying the bill. Think, oh, I really appreciate what I got from this bill. I'm really grateful that I had electricity for another month. I'm paying my mortgage payment. Ooh, I have a place to live. How fun is that, right? Whatever it is. And if it's a credit card bill or whatever, you can go, well, look at the cool stuff I bought with that. Look at those neat dinners I went out to, or this or that vacation I went on. So bill paying can be a moment of gratitude and appreciation for what you got from the bill, right? Now, some bills, not so much, but other bills, yeah, cool. Let me take a call. It's a 207 area code, and then we'll get into some articles. We'll get into some humorous things, I thought, or semi-humorous things. It depends on your sense of humor, of course. Hello?
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 It sounds like a machine. It's not a machine. It's a human being, right?
Yes. Well, I hope I'm a human being.
Well, you could be.
After 68 years, I better be one.
Well, you know, I was teasing a Facebook friend the other day. She goes, I think I'm human. I go, no, I think you're an alien. And she got offended. But, oh well.
Geez.
Whatever. Yes. So
yes,
whom,
exactly.
What is your first name? You have one?
My name is Dorothy, but I'm also in the chat room, and you see Dee Layton. That's me.
Ah, so what's going on with Dorothy? Dorothy. Tommy
yeah, Dorothy.
Dorothy. Remember that. Dorothy. And what are you grateful for?
Well, for one thing, I'm grateful for a friend of mine that keeps me going.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is a very good thing. Yeah, she keeps me going because I used to be an agoraphobic, and I told her recently when I couldn't go with the next day after we'd been out because the way I was feeling, I said, don't let me become an agoraphobic again. And she was adamant, no, that's not going to happen. You're not going back there again.
Excellent. Yeah, so it's good to have friends and friends and family are so important, aren't they?
Yeah.
So what's on your mind?
Family. Well, I've been wondering about a couple of things, and one thing in particular. Recently, it was early morning, and I was wide awake, so it wasn't a dream. It was a vision. I was seeing someone, and I couldn't tell what he looked like because he was side two, but it seemed like he was kneeling down either on one knee or both, and I gathered that it was toward me, as I would be in his vision, because I couldn't see myself, but it was the idea that I got the impression that he wanted to propose, whoever he was, and what I heard, what came through my head was, someone wants to marry you, and I thought, okay. And I'm on different psychic Facebook pages, and nobody's even responded to my request to tell me what that's about.
So you want to get married?
I would like to do that again.
Okay, so you've put it out to the universe that, I'd like to get married someday, right?
Well, what I put out to the universe is that, I would like a long-term relationship, something that would lead to that. There have been people in my life, but they're not working out.
Well, let me phrase it this way. Because first thing I got was that it's a sign of respect. A bowing to somebody is a sign of respect. So it's a sign of respect towards you. Okay, a respect. Not you want to interpret it as a proposal, fine. But it's really a sign of respect, an introduction. You must be a really pretty powerful person in your own spiritual way, aren't you?
I guess I am.
You can be humble if you want to be, but that's okay. No, but I'm saying that from the spirit side, the energy I get is that it's you're being shown a couple of things. A, respect, that you're respected, and yes, I really do get, this is a hard one, because it feels like, there will be somebody in your life. Okay. I'm trying to listen to spirit and what they're talking to me about this. Whoever this is not the person you're going to have a relationship with, okay? This is a spirit guide showing you, yes, I respect you and I'm going to make it possible. We are going to make it possible. Okay? It's like somebody's working for you. It's like bowing towards the queen and saying, "Yes, we're going to make it happen for you." Okay?
Okay.
So it's a spirit guide. Simple as that.
Oh. Wow, and I got a ton of those.
And it's showing you, yes, I'm going to bring that forward to you. I know the man. I guess that's what I hear. I know the man. So it's known. So just relax into it. Just know it's going to happen. You'll be shown. You'll be led to who that is. Got it?
Yeah, I got it, because there was somebody in my life and I had to just say, oh, this isn't working. And somebody else, we were trying to see where things go, so I just, because we were still both on the same site, I just go in and answer some messages. I don't go looking. And he's still there. I asked him yesterday from something that he'd written me about being his girlfriend and taking it one, going one step at a time. And everything that I said to him was crystal clear, I thought. He comes back with not understanding me. We finally sort of worked through it a bit, and then he comes back at me and says, it's because he still didn't really answer me. He said, it's no good talking to you when you're sober, and goes on from there with a bunch of idiocy like he was drunk, and he claims he doesn't drink.
Okay. Let's this one go for a while, and let's just go back to the original discussion, and then I need to move on. It's
sure.
The idea that Spirit is telling you that they're honoring you, and they will bring you somebody in your life. And it really feels like, I get the word matching, like a matching energy, a vibrational match, not a disorganized energy, but a real harmonic energy will come into your life. Okay?
Okay.
That's it. It's going to happen. But you got to look for that harmony. You got to look for that matching vibration, because that vibration you're talking about is way off. Got it?
Oh. Yep, got it.
It is. Take care. Bye now.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's all about vibration, isn't it? Okay, that kind of brings up a topic. Ooh, we get into, where was I at? Oh, I got too many things open. I'm going to try to find the right one now. Let's see if that's it. No, let's see. Okay, this is an Abraham quote. And it's from today. Actually, it's from 2013, which is, wow, 3 years ago, exactly 3 years ago. I haven't seen any recent Abraham quotes. Yes, the Law of Attraction, Esther and Jerry Hicks, Abraham Hicks. This is Abraham being a group of non-physical entities who like to present material through Esther. Okay, source. And I'm going to use that word source, so if you don't know what it is, ask me. Source is there for everyone at all times. We are always there. And so when you are aware of the presence of source, and when you're not offering a vibration that prevents you from your alignment with source, then you have those wonderful moments. And you can do that all the time. And people refer to those who are doing that as masters. But all of you can do that. It is the mastery of focus for that, for what it is. That's what it is. So it's a mastery of focus, focusing your vibration, your energy to match up with source. Now, this was kind of an important one for me. I don't know if what impact this may have on you. But this is really a very appropriate quote for me, because that's my job. That's what I want to do, is to be in alignment with source. Now, some people would use the word God, but so to be in a vibrational match with source, in alignment with source constantly, so that energy is always flowing through you. And that energy or that wisdom or that love is a constant in your life. Good stuff. Oh, good stuff. Okay, where are we at here? I'm going to get back to you guys. Okay. Let me move on from there. Let me get into a little something before we talk about gratitude and all that fun stuff. A couple little more humorous, lighter things that we can do, talk about. And one is, if you have any of these seven signs, you might have higher intelligence. Now, this is from lifehack.com, H-A-C-K, lifehack, H-A-C-K.org, not .com, .org. And they have some interesting articles. Some of it's science-oriented. Some of it's about this or that. Some of it's about relationships. And I kind of like these articles. So if you have any of these signs, or all of them, if you have all of them, like, whoa, you're an amazing person, right? Yeah, you're just incredible if you have all of them. let me go through them, and then you can think, oh, I'm like that. I'm really intelligent. You stay awake longer, which means you stay up at night. You don't go to sleep so early. You don't. You just kind of, yeah, I'm up all the time. Yeah, stay awake longer. What do you think? Think that? Well, you got a lot on your mind. It's not necessarily worry, but you want to accomplish. The next one I find really interesting, and I've read this other places, so it's kind of an interesting. It seems like a paradox, whatever you want to look at it. You swear. Intelligent people, not necessarily at people, but if something goes on and you're thinking, you swear. Okay, you swear. And sign of intelligence. You ever think that's kind of seems like reverse? The next one I can really agree with, and I know there's historical examples of that, of this, and one of this, Albert Einstein, who liked to sail, who liked to get on his boat. You love staying alone. Intelligent people like to be alone because they like to think. Ooh, that's a good thing to do is think, isn't it? Thinkers, you know, work out stuff, work out problems, create stuff, use your imagination. That's kind of a cool thing, isn't it? Okay, let's see. What's the next one? What is the next one? Okay, I get there. You're irritated by the sound of chewing. Do you ever think of that's? I don't know how they came up with that one. Who came up with that one? That's just so different. But you're irritated by the sound of chewing. For me, and I'm not trying to say I'm intelligent or whatever, but it's people chewing gum irritate me. I don't chew gum. I used to chew gum when I was earlier, but the sound of somebody chewing gum does irritate me. I don't know if anybody else is that way, and I don't want to offend anybody, but that's just me. That's just me. That is just me. Okay, so what are we going to do next? We're going to go on to the next one. What is the next one? You have mood swings. What do you think about that? You have mood swings, do you think? That could be men or women, right? That could be men or women. You have mood swings. And then the next one, I think we're getting down to, tend to be messy. Yeah, kind of, yeah. I'm more of the other way. I have a tendency to be very organized, and everything has to be in its place. Certain things I kind of let go for a while and then take care of. But intelligent people have a tendency to be a bit messy. What do you think? Do you agree? Disagree? Now, the next one I absolutely agree with, 100%. And I have an excuse, and I'll tell you about my excuse in a moment. You love talking to yourself. You ever make the joke, oh, I love talking to myself. I can't find anybody at that level of myself, right? That's a joke. Don't take it seriously. But I lived on a farm, and I lived alone, and I didn't have a lot of friends because they lived far away. So talking to myself was a natural extension of being raised as the youngest one in a family. I just love to entertain myself, you know, create stories, right? So anybody align with those? Any intelligent people out there that do any of those? It's kind of fun. It's fun. You know, you can take that seriously, or you can say, yeah, right, bunk. But I thought that was an interesting article about signs of intelligence. Yeah, that thing about chewing, it just annoys me. But being alone, a lot of like really famous people and very intelligent people do like to be alone because they're working on stuff. They got their heads going. I live near Caltech, if you're familiar with Caltech. And you see a lot of people wandering around talking to themselves. Now you have an excuse. You can put your headphones on and you can act like you're talking on the telephone. And you can be talking to yourself and people think you're talking to somebody else. And you can get away with it. Right? Anybody do that? You know, put your earpiece in, you got your phone there, you're listening to music, but you're talking to yourself, and people think, oh, wow, they must be in a conversation. I better leave them alone. And you're talking to yourself. Or you could be talking to your spirit guides. That's your angels, your relatives, your grandmother, your great-grandmother. Could be talking to them instead. Why not, right? Why not? Okay, so I have a caller. It's a 917 area code. And then we'll get into some more articles I thought were really, really interesting. And then we'll talk about gratitude. Let me, yeah, we'll do gratitude. Then I'll have some more humor. More humor. I love humor. Okay, let me take a call. Hello?
Yes, happy Tuesday. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And whom am I speaking to?
This is Tina. Thank you for having your show today.
Thank you, Tina. How is Tina today?
I am excellent, and I really like the what you were just describing. That sounds like me. I am highly intelligent, and I really value my own.
That's a good for you. Good for you. But, I think I have a feeling that most people are very intelligent in their specific areas of life. Not everybody does. Not everybody's a Renaissance person that does everything. But if you find what your particular gift is, that's generally where you really where you shine, right?
Well, there are 8 different IQs. So you have the facial, you have the verbal, kinetic, musical, and that's what you're talking about. You have different people.
Right.
You have some people that are illiterate, but yet they're brilliant. So, it's according to most of the time, thinkers do enjoy spending time by themselves. You know, we're a little introverted because we just want to hear our own thoughts, not knocking anyone else, but I do know that, that we do think. So I really thank you for sharing that. I have a question. I wanted to ask about my relationship.
You're cutting out a little bit, so you might repeat yourself, please.
Oh, okay. I was saying yes. Thank you. I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Rob.
Okay, what about it?
Just what do you pick up?
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm about changes. So what changes do you want to make?
Living together, moving closer.
So you want to get closer to him. So the question is, is that into your future? Is that in your future? Right?
Yes. Yes.
And so can what spirit show me your future with him? Rob, you said Rob?
Yes.
Okay. So do I see you and Rob in a more intimate relationship? That's what you're asking for, right?
Yes.
Next year, I'm not sure what month or what time of the year it is yet, but in 2017, your relationship will reach a place, the word feels like sharing or sharing in a common goals and common direction or commonality. Or communal, I guess is another word for it, if that's the word, communal or common. So yes, I would say that looks like in 2017, and I hear springtime, okay, spring. So March, April, somewhere in that time frame, yes, you will get to that place where it will be communal. I think that's a great word. I love that word, communal. You know, so that's it. Boom, done. Just get ready for it. The road there, let me give you this. This is what I hear for you. The road to that place in life is there's some speed bumps to get over. You know that. So there's some ego speed bumps to get past before that can happen, right?
Yes.
And the ego speed bumps, you can both smooth them out. What I'm hearing for you is, how do you smooth those ego speed bumps out? You both need to develop more trust. So you both need to work on trust. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you'll get there.
Yeah.
Just work on trust. Trust is a key ingredient there. Unselfishness and trust.
Oh,
and it's not just his side of the ledger. So, it's a mutual thing. You both got to work on it together. It's not just simply, oh, he's got to change, which is like, right, thanks a lot. It's always, us men got to change. No, it is very mutual, because you both have fears from the past that you haven't let go of yet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, work on it. You'll get there.
Okay.
So you got some time.
There was a person that was around him for business named Haley. Do you see her intention?
I'm not picking up on that energy, I have to admit, because I need to move on. So I'll give you real quick, do I see it as interfering with your relationship with him? And I get no. Okay? Without getting into details. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I put my website there. the website I use, and it's a magazine, internet magazine I took over. So my rates are basically on there. I do have a special. So if you want an extended reading, if you want some more time with me, you can either contact me through the messenger.info, or you can contact me through Facebook. Now, these are meant to be kind of to the short and brief and to the point. And but if you need to work on changes, and I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, I'm a shaman, I have a degree in metaphysics, a couple degrees in metaphysics, and my whole purpose is to help you to work through the changes so that it will get you to the places that you want to go in your life. Okay? We can go back to the past, but that's okay. Or I don't like going to the past, I like moving forward, but sometimes you have to review the past, and sometimes you have to go back and go, oops, I need to change this. This is what's messing up my vibration. And so we need to address your vibration. You need to make the changes in your vibration to get what you want in life. Because a lot of people have been asking for a bunch of stuff in their lives, things to happen, things to change. But as that Abraham quote earlier was, you have to be in alignment vibrationally with source, God. Well, I love the word source, alignment with source to what you want to get there. So what are the blocks? What are the obstacles that are keeping you from getting there? So that's what I work with. And we do meditation, kind of don't usually serious hypnosis, but it's more of a guided meditation to take you there, to kind of figure out what's going on and changing those things. And sometimes you have to go to a past life. Sometimes we go way back. It's a long time ago, you know, like three lifetimes in the past where you got this obstacle that you keep bumping your heads against now. Okay, let me take another call and we'll have some more fun. I think I'm going to talk about next, it's just fun stuff, church bulletin bloopers. I find these on beliefnet.com from time to time. I'll give you one real quick. I don't know where these come from. I don't know what church or whatever, but it's kind of fun. Join the choir. The senior choir invites any member of the congregation who enjoys singing to join the choir. Can you imagine that, a bulletin on a church? The senior choir invites any member of the congregation who enjoys singing, you know what they meant, but to join the choir. I thought that was kind of cute. Imagine people looking at that going, really? Seriously? Okay. They know what they meant, but it's kind of fun. Okay. We're having fun. We're going to have some fun. Let me take another caller. It's 360 area code. If you're there, sometimes people call in and then disappear. They go off and do whatever they're going to do. So let me see who it is, if you're there. Hello.
Hi, George. Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Well, I was wondering, do you know about that Standing Rock situation?
I know a little bit about it, yes.
Oh, my God. So, and then about Trump...
Okay, well, we're not going to too much into politics. Okay, we're going to try to stay away from that.
Right.
We're going to stay away from some really negative energy today because, you know, I try to stay neutral I have my opinions, but I try to avoid my opinions because this show is really about spirituality and growth and changes that we need to make. Well, let me give you an answer what I get for this, okay?
Okay.
Because your concern is what's going to happen really in some ways, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what spirit would tell you. It tells all of us about this in the long term, not in the short term, not in the next month or 2 months or even 3 months, that this will resolve, the situation will resolve itself. But in the long term, the will of the majority, the will of those, let's say, trodden upon, which would be, in case this is the Native Americans, right? They will prevail. In the long run, they will prevail. There's still a lot of obstacles and difficulties ahead. It's not going to be easy, but in the long run, the positivity will win. Positivity will win. Okay? But don't expect anything with Trump coming into power or anything new, dramatic shift on that side of the ledger yet. It's a long-term proposition, but
I thought it would be fun to get a message from Crazy Horse. I thought it would be fun to get a message from Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse. Well, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah. Right.
Would you rather hear from Geronimo?
Pardon? Oh,
wouldn't
Geronimo?
You rather?
Sure.
Because it feels like there's more of a warrior spirit that wants to come through. That the warrior spirit. The warrior spirit.
I felt that earlier. Yeah, I felt that.
The warrior spirit is basically saying the protectors of the earth in the long run will prevail. The protectors of the earth. Because the earth itself, the consciousness of the earth, the consciousness of the planet will support the protectors. Now, don't think of this in the short term. Think of this in the long term.
Right.
That the planet, the consciousness of the planet. Now, a lot of people don't think in terms of the earth, the physical earth being a consciousness, but it is. It has its own consciousness. And that those who tread on the planet itself will be overrun by the warriors of the planet. Okay?
Nice.
So I give you that message, and I'm trying to avoid any kind of political thing on it because it isn't meant to be political. It means to be that the earth itself will support the warriors for the protection of the earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
It supports the future of the planet.
Right. Oh. And those who support and the future of the planet and are protectors of the warrior energy says the protectors of the planet will at some point in the future will overcome the difficulties. Okay? So I'll let you go.
Right.
But that's a
thank
good
you.
Point. Thank you.
Thank
bye
you.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Geronimo. I don't know why I got Geronimo. Kind of interesting energy. Really cool energy. Yeah. Kind of a warrior energy. But there's a peacefulness behind that energy, too. There's a warriorness about protecting the earth, but there's also a sacredness about the earth. And it's almost like a very tearful, crying energy of, yes, we need to protect the planet. We need to protect the earth. We need to work to bring balance back to the earth, that we are swinging the pendulum away from that balance, that balance in the earth, and it's time to, and we will, from the non-physical world, champion those who work to bring balance back is the words I hear. Okay, so moving right along. How fun was that? Okay, and see, I was going to have some fun today, and this is, we're getting more serious, right? Oh, we're not having fun yet. So let me do another church bulletin, and then we'll move on, and we'll talk more about compassion. Anybody else has? Oh, okay, chat room people. Now, you guys are having fun in there, and I'm not sure what you're doing. You're just chatting amongst yourself, which is cool. So what are you grateful for? Now, don't say family. Come on. Now, leave the family thing off this. What else are you grateful for other than family? Because family's easy to fall out back on. I can do that. Family, I'm grateful for my family. Well, yeah, true. But what else are you – think of something really kind of almost like small in your lives. I give you a good one. And the spirit talks about all the time. What else are you grateful? They would say, they say that we should appreciate about the diversity on the planet. We should be grateful for the variety of colors and flowers and plants, right? Isn't that a cool thing? So what little things are you grateful for in your life? I'll give you one, the colors of all the planet, plants and flowers and the variety of animals. You know, we don't have one cat. We don't have one dog. We don't have one chicken. Well, that's a beautiful one. Grateful for the gift of learning. Yeah, you get to expand. You grow. What's that thing without growing, right? You want to expand every day a little bit. Take in more. Take in more. Suck up more knowledge and information. And be able to apply it with wisdom, right? You can take in all of knowledge in the world, but if you don't apply it with wisdom, then it's just kind of wasted information, isn't it? I don't know. That's my opinion. I gave you an opinion. Okay, let me give you a little more humor, and we'll move on. And let me see if there's anything that I... Okay, this is from Church Bulletins from BeliefNet, and I thought these are kind of cute. Thursday night, potluck supper. I got to get that right. Supper. Prayer and medication to follow. Okay, I'm sure they meant something else, but prayer and medication to follow. Maybe that was okay. I'm not going to editorialize on these. I'll just throw them out there. Okay, that one I'm going to skip. I read these. Some I want to skip and some I want to go. Okay, I like this. Is cute. This evening at 7 p.m., there will be a hymn singing in the park across from the church. Bring a blanket and come prepared to sin. So whoever wrote that had something on their mind, didn't they? didn't go across very well. Okay. Okay, I'm just skipping a couple of... Okay, next one. And then we'll get into some other articles and we'll take some calls. And I look back and see what you're... I can't keep two windows open. I should be able to split these windows, but I haven't done that. Okay, so I could have two open at the same time. Rummage sale. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Don't forget your husbands. There was I saw the little bit of humor in there. I don't know if you could chuckle about that one a little bit. Or the other way around. Okay, another article. Okay. Oh, I got about 8 minutes left. Let's do this. Let's do this one. And this can go either way. This is from that lifehack.org again. And 9 signs she's the one you should marry. Now, women, they could go either way. So you could say this about men. But also women could think, what about me? Am I this way? If you're single, and if you're married, forget about it. You can move on now. Or you think about this as a married person. Am I displaying these things? If I'm doing these things, would they help my marriage or meeting somebody new? She is an intellectual challenge for you. Really? But it could go either way. Is he an intellectual challenge for you? If you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, it's important that you find that person intellectually challenging. Looks are fleeting, but personality is forever. Yeah, looks are fleeting. We all know. I looked at some pictures of myself, like back in my teenage years and early 20s, even my 30s. I'm going, ooh, I look different, don't I? So, yeah, we can all address that one. Looks kind of fade a little bit. Go different direction, right? Your conversations together should be interesting, insightful, and full of depth. Your partner should be able to challenge your opinions. Ooh, opening up your mind to new ideas and concepts. Kind of does away with the idea that we should all just kind of like walk in lockstep in total agreement on everything. It's good to have different opinions, challenging each other a little bit. What do you think? But also the idea that we can grow from it. Differences are a good thing. We learn from our differences. I like the next one. She or he is emotionally consistent. The woman you should marry should be consistent rather than volatile. If you struggle to predict your partner's mood and responses, you may find yourself carrying the burden of your partner's moods. Your partner shouldn't transform into a more difficult person after a few months together. They should be fully honest about their feelings and emotional state. That's a challenge, isn't it? Both sides of the issue, men or women, it's that consistency of how you react. When I was married, sometimes you just didn't know how she's going to react. My mother was a perfect example of that. You just never knew. But I'm not saying that's just women. Men are the same way. You just never know sometimes how we're going to react. So sometimes we have to step back a little bit and go, count to 3 million before I react. Emotionally consistent. That's good common advice for any situation in life, isn't it? Any relationship. Is be emotionally consistent. Not easy. She is an empathizer. when you marry someone or relationship, you should make sure that they can show compassion. Oh, I love that word, and support towards others and their struggles. I've been emphasizing the word compassion. Compassion is an action word. It's not just empathy. Compassion means you do something to assist and to help. You see where a person needs something and you assist them. So if you have compassion from your partner, if they're kind of in a tough place emotionally or physically, you do something for them. You just don't sit back and go, oh, they'll work it out. Okay? Support towards others and their struggles, including yours. You will have your down days and will feel upset. And your partner should be able to support you. Show compassion, right? And relate to you during those times or these times. Tough one. These are all kind of a challenge in a relationship, aren't they? But it's worth it. Okay. Same people. You're back. Okay. Yeah, men. And sometimes you're right. Men do like to fix things. But sometimes men just need to back off. Just let it go. And men should only fix things when they're asked to fix things. That's a tough one too, isn't it? We want to jump in and, oh, we're going to fix this one. But sometimes you just need to be asked to fix things. I've studied relationships for a long time, read a lot, went to classes, went to school on it, all that sort of fun stuff. But the thing about fixing problems or fixing situations, we should be asked to do it. We should also be volunteer at times to want to do it. And one of the best things that men can do is to listen. Just listen. Shut up and listen, right? Just shut up and listen. And give a hug. And perhaps try to change the environment, the energy a little bit by a little humor. Just a little bit of humor. A hug and some little bit of humor breaks that state, as Tony Robbins would talk about, breaking that state, that emotional state. So let's go back to the article. Let's have some more fun. Okay? She is honest with you and others. Now, it could be he, so it's not just she. Honesty is a very important trait in long-term relationship. If you can't trust your partner, how can you tell them anything in confidence or believe anything they said to you? Ooh, so trust is a biggie. Well, that's pretty obvious. I think most of us would say, yeah, that's trust. It's important. Being honest with each other and developing trust. Trust is one of the number one things. And when you break trust, that can cause big problems. I think you'll agree with that one. Number five, she has ambition, or he, but it's all relative, isn't it? Ambition can get out of control too, right? As well as supporting your dreams and goals, the woman you marry should have their own dreams and ambitions too. Both sides. She will look to her future regularly and plan how to improve her life rather than depending on you for good and a good and fulfilling life. That's so true. That's just seems really basic in a relationship. We're always wanting to grow. It doesn't matter, male or female. Okay, is there one that we're going to run out of time here before I get to the rest of these? Let's just do number nine. I got about enough time for number nine. She inspires you to be a better person, or he inspires you to be a better person. Admiring your partner and their attitude should motivate you to be a better version of yourself. From going to the gym to volunteering at a charity, you should want to be the best person of yourself for her and for yourself. I think that's absolutely beautiful. And I agree with that one. In a relationship, now, that's one of the things I'm looking for, is to be inspired to be a better person. And I think men are inspired by women. What's that thing about all great men have a woman beside them? Ooh, almost said the wrong thing. Ooh, almost made that slip, but beside them. So a great partnership is inspiring each other, lifting each other up, right? Is that beautiful? Beautiful stuff. Well, I will be back tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about being grateful, some more thoughts on grateful and appreciation, because that's kind of the theme. It's all about appreciation. I want to thank the callers. Thank all those in the chat room. It's been fun. And this is good. This is good. I love you guys.